Speaking to an audience of scholars, scientists, students and entrepreneurs at New York University's Stern School of Business, the UN chief said that there were immense opportunities for peace and prosperity in implementing the Paris Agreement fully. He said the science underpinning the argument for reducing carbon emissions was beyond doubt, and the harmful effects of global warming were being felt everywhere.
The effects of climate change are already being felt around the world, and they are dangerous, and they are accelerating. And so my argument today is that it is absolutely essential that the world implements the Paris Agreement and that we fulfill that duty with increased ambition. And the reason is threefold. Climate change is undeniable, climate action is unstoppable, and climate solutions provide opportunities that are unmatchable.
He pointed to a raft of evidence that weather's becoming more extreme, from the ice caps to the oceans, deserts and forests, creating what he termed a moral imperative for action. But apart from the dire consequences, he stressed that there were also clear opportunities for the world economy, politics and societies everywhere in confronting climate change.
Thousands of private corporations, including major oil and gas companies, are taking their own action. And they know that green business is good business. It is not just the right thing to do, it is the smart thing to do. Some may seek to portray the response to climate change as a fundamental threat to the economy. Yet, what we are witnessing in these early years of a systemic response is the opposite. The real danger is not the threat to one's economy that comes from acting. It is instead the risk to one's economy by failing to act. And the message is simple. The sustainability train has left the station. Get on board or get left behind. Those who fail to bet on the green economy will be living in a grey future.
The Secretary General outlined five ways in which he would try and mobilise the world to take ambitious action. First, he said world leaders needed to go further to slow down global warming. Secondly, the UN development system would be mobilised fully behind the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and help countries realise its ambitious goals. Third, the UN needed to help governments and businesses accelerate the transition to renewable energy. While fourth, Mr. Guterres said he'd work with countries to implement their own climate action plans. Finally, new partnerships to make the Paris Agreement a reality needed to be forged between countries and regions. He said there would continue to be strong differences about how to manage climate change, and called for a conversation, not a shouting match. His door would always be open, he said, to sceptical politicians prepared for frank discussion over what the UN chief called the megatrend of our age.
All of us, governments, businesses, consumers, will have to make changes. More than that, we will have to be the change. This may not be easy at times, but for the sake of today's and future generations, it's the path we must pursue.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.